I wanted to share this with you before Sherry reads this passage. Thank you for those announcements. As today's scripture opens, Luke tells us that tax collectors and sinners are flocking to hear Jesus speak. We also learn that the religious leaders, Pharisees and scribes, are particularly irked that Jesus allows people, such people, to come near and listen to him. He responds to their complaining by telling three stories. The first is a story about a man who leaves 99 sheep behind to find one that was lost. The second story is about a woman who has 10 coins and loses one and searches diligently until she finds it. And the third story is about a man who has two sons. In all three stories, a celebration takes place when something that has been lost is found. But in the last story, the so-called parable of the prodigal son, that celebration is accompanied by controversy. The passage that you're about to hear is very familiar to most of us. And while that's comforting, it also means that we are likely to assume that we understand it, that we know what it means. Today, I invite you to do three things as Sherry reads. One, to totally forget the title of the parable that's usually assigned to it, knowing that Jesus did not give that. And to listen as if you're hearing it for the first time. And thirdly, to notice which parts of the story really catch your attention. Sherry?
A reading from the book of Luke. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that will belong to me." So he divided his property between them. A few days later, the younger son gathered all he had and traveled to a distant country. And there he squandered his property in desolate living. When he had spent everything, a severe famine took place throughout that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed the pigs. He would gladly have filled himself with the pods that the pigs were eating, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough and to spare? But here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.'" So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still far off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then the father said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his slaves, "Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field, and when he came and approached the house, he heard music and dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, "Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has got him back safe and sound." Then he became angry and refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, "Listen, for all of these years I have been working like a slave for you, and I have never disobeyed your command. and yet you have never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who has devoured your property with prostitutes and killed the fatted calf for him, then the father said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. But we had to celebrate and rejoice because this brother of yours was dead and has come to life. He was lost and has been found. The word of the Lord.